Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I really like that bumper. No scare tactics. No, we just give you the news here on News Radio KMAN. We like that.
Well, you're not up with the current way you do news, right? Then. I don't know. What's this old school news? I don't understand this.
Wait, there's a thing called yellow journalism, and I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
And
you mean you actually cover things on both sides and you're balanced? And I'm just, that's shocking. As a former journalist and journalism major, I'm shocked by balanced coverage.
It is tough to find at the national level anymore, but I digress. Let's talk a little bit about, we have some ribbon cuttings
We have some new things to talk about. The first thing I want to talk about, and I'm going to take a point of personal privilege here, is February 3rd, I had my second granddaughter was born.
Nice.
So River Lois Nooner, and she lives in Oklahoma. I did threaten my daughter that I was going to bring a ribbon and scissors, and we were going to do a ribbon cutting, but she didn't think that was near as funny as I did, but have a new granddaughter. It's my second, so very excited about that. We had two ribbon cuttings in February. One was for the Area Habitat for Humanity Restore, and that was a relocation. And then we had a ribbon cutting for Uncorked Inspiration, which is a new business, or excuse me, a relocation. And so that was on Valentine's Day, and so they had a good turnout for that. In March, March 6th, Scooters Coffee. We're going to have a ribbon cutting at 407 McCall Road, and Scooters is new in the market. Brandon, you're a Nebraskan, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. You've had Scooters before. They were all over Nebraska when I was living in Lincoln, so Scooters is a good coffee place, and we will be cutting that ribbon 11 a.m. on March 6th. March 18th at 10:30, we have a McNary Chiropractic at 404 Humboldt Street, Suite C. That's a new business in the community, and then on March 20th at 10 a.m., the nonprofit Morningstar Inc. is relocating, and we are going to have their ribbon cutting at they relocated to 467 East Points Avenue. So three ribbon cuttings. We average about three a month, and we had 35 last year, but really excited to help celebrate the openings of those businesses. And then Friday, of course, is a big day for us. It is our annual meeting, and so this is where we recognize the change in our leadership. So it's where, even though the boards officially change over the chairs on January 1st, it's where we officially pass the gavel, and this year we'll be passing it from Wayne Sloan, who I think most people know, longtime Manhattan resident, to Larie Shoup, who's with ESB Financial, and Larie, I think I've mentioned before, has a unique distinction of serving as chairman of the Emporia Chamber, and then now as chairman of the Manhattan Chamber. And so that's quite a feather in her hat, and she is off and running and doing a great job. But this will be the official passing of the gavel. We also will have our Citizen of the Year Award, which every year we give. And last year was Phil Howe. And so this year Wayne will make that announcement. And then we will have the Clyde Jones Volunteer of the Year Award, and that will be presented as well. Last year that was Cheryl Grice with Kansas State. So that's a big deal for us, not only because it's recognizing the change in leadership. We talk about our accomplishments from 2019. We look ahead to 2020 and things that we're going to do, but then it also really recognizes key people in the community. We have a list of the winners of both those awards that hangs in our boardroom, and it's a who's who of people who have been instrumental in building this community from the ground up, back from the earliest of Manhattan's days. And so so it's always a great opportunity to celebrate people and celebrate the people that made you great as a community. The other thing that I think that people will be excited about, and I'm limited on what I'm allowed to talk about because they want it to be a surprise, but we have for the last close to 15 years operated a young professionals program in Manhattan. It has been wildly successful in terms of getting people engaged and involved in the community and engaged with each other, and people could meet and mingle and get more integrated into Manhattan. Last year, a couple years ago, there was a group that wanted to maybe take that to the next level, and it's okay, we do these things, but can we be more involved, and can we be more engaged, and can we influence what goes on in our community more? And this was one of the priorities of Wayne Sloan when he became chairman in, in 2019. And he put together a steering committee of very active and engaged young professionals. And they have, over the last 9 to 10 months, been working on a new strategy for a new, for an expanded program. And they are going to officially launch that program on Friday. And we did get a little preview of it. I couldn't be more excited about the opportunities that that creates between what's going to happen with our young professionals and some of the things that we are growing and expanding in our workforce retention and expansion program. We see some of the opportunities over the next 3 years to be unlimited on how we can retain and attract really strong, talented people in all demographics and all ages and genders. And so I'm really excited for them. I'm really excited about what's going on with our workforce development programs through Region Reimagine. And I think the future is bright. When I see those, I don't want to call them kids, they're not kids, but when I see those folks and the enthusiasm they have for this community and for each other and for the opportunities that are out there, I'm so optimistic and hopeful. You know, I know sometimes people have accused me of being Debbie Downer a little bit when we've talked about some of the trends and the demographics that, that have happened over the last 5 to 10 years. But I'm incredibly optimistic about where we are, and it's because I get to see what's going on with that, and I get to see what's going on with some of the things at the university, and I get to see some of the things that are going on with our local businesses. And we try to talk about as much of that as we can because we want people to be enthused about that as well. But the opportunities we have in Manhattan are tremendous, and it's going to be this generation of people that take us to that next level. So believe me when I tell you, for those that can't come, you will be so impressed with what they have put together. I keep wanting to say a lot, and I'm better not because I might give away too much. But I think everyone will be impressed with them and what they're putting together and how many people are involved. They've had 50 to 60 people already engaged in this process. So that whole process is going to – that's okay. That whole process, I think, is going to be outstanding for the future of this community.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to learn about that, and maybe we can have them on sometime here going forward on In Focus. You know, you mentioned entrepreneurship. Are you guys involved in the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge?
We are. Yeah. We're a sponsor of that, and we, you know, we talked about this in I think in January, December. But we are also in the process of putting together an RFQ to develop, hopefully, engage a consultant or not a consultant, but a contractor to help us create and sustain and grow the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Manhattan. That was part of the Region Reimagine strategy. Is there are a number of different programs that were part of that. We talked about doing that internally, but there's some other groups that are already on the ground doing that work and have some capital to spend in that effort. And so we are hoping that we're going to get that RFQ on the street in the next couple weeks, and we'll have maybe, not next month, but the month after, an update on hopefully a bunch of new entrepreneurial programs and things that will advance the ball in startups. Because as we've said before, while business retention expansion is our most important activity for today, the most important activity for Manhattan's future is having an environment where people can start up new businesses and grow. Because if you look around today, our largest employers, our largest private employers are generally either are entrepreneurial or started as entrepreneurs that have been bought by other companies. And so it is incredibly important, and we're going to be focusing on that enormously over the next 9 to 12 months.
All right. Again, the Chamber of Commerce 95th Annual Meeting and Banquet, that is tomorrow night. Reception begins at 5:45, dinner at 7. And it's called Blueprint for Change. That's the theme of the night.
It is, and it's copying, you know, kind of playing off Wayne's career in construction. So we're real excited about that.
All right. Looking forward to that. That'll be at the Manhattan Conference Center tomorrow night. That's going to do it for In Focus. Thank you, Jason, for being here today. And coming up tomorrow, we got a busy, busy show. We got a revolving door, in fact. We've got four segments. We got Greg Eystone, Research and Extension Office, will be joining us. Riley County Senior Center's Liz Nelson. We'll have the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. Director Deb Watkins will be in, and then we'll also have some guests from the Flint Hills Discovery Center. It'll be a busy show tomorrow night, or tomorrow morning, here on K-Man. That'll do it. Back to you, Stephen.
And Clark Howard coming up right after this. Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game all this afternoon, as well as K-State baseball taking the air at 6 tonight. You're listening to News Radio KMAN, the voice of Manhattan since 1950.